In November 1800, about 2,000 people gathered in the wilderness community of Salem, North Carolina. There they heard a musical instrument unlike any previously known in their region, a mechanical pipe organ 2 stories tall. At the time, it was one of the largest and most complicated pieces of technology in North America. This weekend, the organ can be heard again after almost a century of silence. From member station WFDD, Stephanie Martin reports.
The Tannenberg organ sits in a new recital hall in Winston-Salem, its 16-foot-tall pine exterior gleaming with a coat of fresh white paint and carvings covered with 23-karat gold. A metal ladder reaches up to a square opening on the organ's right side. Restorers look in as the organ's 200-year-old pumps and pipes get a good workout. Organ restorer Ryan Albashan gently presses the organ's delicate black and white keys while pumping the slightly squeaky wooden pedals. Restoration project manager Bruce Scholl listens for problems with the pipes. Both marvel at the instrument's enduring quality.
When I heard it for the first time, I was absolutely amazed at the quality of the sound. It's a very singing and free-like quality that I don't think many people get to experience in new organs.
It's even more amazing considering what the pipes look like.
As recently as 6 years ago, the organ's pipes lay in storage, many of them crushed flat like squashed tin cans. Parishioners of Salem's home Moravian Church had used the organ until 1910, when they disassembled it to make way for a more modern instrument. In early 1998, museum officials in Winston-Salem invited Bruce Scholl and his team of organ specialists to rebuild the organ from its disorganized piles of damaged parts. With no original blueprint to work from, Scholl says it was like putting together a giant jigsaw puzzle.
And so all along the way, various people in the shop would pick up a part and eventually go, "I know where this goes." And so it would end up in the right place.
Soon it was clear that dozens of pipes were missing. Museum of Early Southern Decorative Arts Vice President Paula Locklear searched through the attic of the Moravian Boys' School, one of the buildings where organ parts had been stored.
First time we didn't find anything. The second time, I guess, we took better flashlights.
Behind pieces of wallboard leaning up against the attic eaves lay 5 burlap packages.
They were all labeled and it said for the great organ. And so they were just filthy. You know, they'd been covered with, you know, nearly 100 years of soot in this attic, and there were, I think, 144 pipes in those 5 bundles.
Of the 644 pipes originally part of the organ, restorers recovered all but 17. This is the largest of only 9 remaining organs designed by David Tannenberg. He was the first American-trained organ builder and was considered the greatest American organ craftsman of his day. Lawrence Libben is the research curator of musical instruments at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. He says Tannenberg's newly restored organ stands as a monument to early American technology.
Clocks were probably the most elaborate and technologically sophisticated objects that people might have had in the 18th century, but organs, being so very highly mechanized, were probably the second most sophisticated mechanisms that one would have seen in this country at the time it was made.
The organ's new life begins tomorrow night with 2 special rededication concerts. Caretakers hope to keep the organ singing for centuries to come, and they promise never to store it in an attic again. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Martin in Winston-Salem.